Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Josh Engelman, here to break down just a two-game slate. We've got the East play-in tournament going today. Miami and Philly, Atlanta, Chicago. One of these games is getting a wealth of ownership. That would be Atlanta and Chicago, but we're going to break them all down. So hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and follow me on Twitter. At Josh Engelman. I think we had a pretty good line on yesterday's game. Nance was the dude. Jovell played more minutes than we wanted him to. Massive game out of Zion, which didn't see happening that way. Shamey got hurt. I mean, that was gross to see because he was absolutely dominant yesterday. 40 points before he went out. Sucked, man. Sucked. This Pelicans team is probably dead in the water. They can't get Ingram out there. Zion is basically a guarantee to not play on Friday. Just a bummer, man. Just a bummer. Klay Thompson's terrible. Orlando's going to give him a bag next year to be worse than Gary Harris. Put that into perspective, because that is not what they should be doing. Gary Harris right now, better than Klay Thompson. Don't sign Klay, guys. Don't sign Klay. Steph wasn't all that interesting. I think I got Kuminga pretty well right. It was really looking good late in that second quarter when he went on a bit of a run. Then they started him in the second half. Felt pretty good about Pajemski value. I really liked yesterday's slate. Was happy to get to it. Very happy to get to it. I was down. My sim ROI was fantastic. I was very happy to see that. You know, I was probably like 70th percentile in the stochastic post-contest sim. Sabonis just didn't get it done scoring-wise. He had, like, a pretty solid game. Didn't have to, honestly. It just wasn't necessary. Golden State was never really in it. Are OKC the biggest winners last night? Yeah, probably. I mean, that was a dream scenario for the Thunder. You know, you get... I don't think the Thunder are in any way worried about taking on Sacramento if they win. I assume the Thunder are going to cross their fingers and pray that the Pelicans just knock off the Kings randomly in a home game. And, you know, then they can get a very short-handed Pels team. But yeah, Oklahoma City is in a great spot. They look fantastic. Very curious to see what the rest of this playoffs looks like. But for now, let's break down today, guys. Hit that like button. Let's get it started. First game, first team. Miami Heat, 5.5-point dogs in Philly, 208 total. This game has a total 14 points less than the other game. Right now, there is 513% ownership coming into Atlanta-Chicago, 278 coming into Miami-Philly. So almost twice as much exposure coming into the second game over the first game. Now, as I look at this first game for Miami, let's hit on the injury report to start. Tyler Hero available. Kevin Love available. Duncan Robinson probable. Terry Rozier is out here. And then Josh Richardson is still out. We have 50% ownership coming into Caleb Martin. We have around 30 to Nikola Jovic. And then we have around 20 for Haywood Highsmith, Bam Adebayo, and Tyler Hero. Now, I'm seeing this one very different across the board. But I'm going to start with the guy that I like the most, and that's at $8,400 Bam Adebayo. We're seeing a ton of ownership coming into Clint Capella right now, which we're going to talk about in the future. We obviously have Joel Embiid on the opposite side, and then Vooch pulling some ownership for the Chicago end. So we have center options today, but 16% ownership right now to Bam Adebayo. I have him in for 39 minutes. That's what we saw last year in the first play-in game that they dropped to Atlanta. I want to get to Bam big time here. To me, he looks underrepresented for the amount of minutes that I'm expecting him to play. I went 39. I have him in 60% of my stuff right now. if we look at the boom bust tool, BAM is 20% optimal, 16% owned. So we do have a little bit of positive leverage. Similarly, Caleb Martin, 38% optimal, 52% owned. Does Caleb Martin look like the best guy on Miami from an optimal percentage in the boom bust tool? He does. Do I share that sentiment? Not really. So I'm about half the field on Caleb Martin. Do I think he looks good at 4,800? Yeah. Do I think he should be 52% owned? No, I don't. That's a little lofty, and I expect to see that number come down a little bit. A little bit. The Jovic ownership is really scary. Does he start today? Who knows? That might change. 4,400, power forward only. I do find it interesting. Like, obviously, they're different plays and they're different minutes. I understand the Jovic value. I don't like it at all. If we look at the boom bust tool for Jovic, 27% optimal, 27% owned. He's properly owned. I don't really have much of a disagreement there. It's very likely that he plays three quarters and never sees the floor again. But my main focus is going to be BAM. I understand the Caleb Martin ownership. I understand the Jovic ownership. Jimmy Butler currently is projected for 8% ownership, and I have less than that. He's 8,700. He's small forward only. We have him 10% optimal, 8% owned. That feels about right. You know, somewhere in that 10% range makes some sense. But I am not a huge fan of Butler here, even though the narrative on paper of Miami taking on Philadelphia makes you want to get to Butler. I think that price tag is a little problematic. Andrew, he is not on the team. He will not play a single second today. So let's just get that out of the way now before we get to Atlanta. Vit Krejci is not a part of this Atlanta basketball team any longer. I wanted to go really heavy to Tyler Hero. And I think he's a very interesting piece coming from Miami. He's basically 15% owned. He only showed up in 10% of my lineups. I went 35 minutes. I don't think it would be crazy to see him get to 40. We saw him on the 9th. They played a relatively short rotation. They did go to double OT, but Tyler Hero played 48 minutes in that game. So we know that he can do something like that. And at that point, it just makes me interested, with no Terry Rozier, do they go like 40 minutes to Hero? I think he has some upside. So he's somebody to pay attention to. I don't know if I'm going to see him as a priority. Taking on Philly with Embiid in is, or allegedly in, is not ideal. But as we look at this one right now, I personally have Bam Adebayo at the top of the list. I think figuring out Caleb Martin, Haywood Highsmith, Nikola Jovic is a really tricky trio, because I think all three of those guys are pretty similar to each other. Like, I have Martin 14th, Highsmith 26th, Jovic 20th. That's a pretty big range, but like, it's all in all, we're talking about the same kind of plays. Getting that particular dude right, I think, is going to be the most important part of Miami. And then taking that look at Tyler Hero and thinking, can he play more? I don't know. Every extra minute above 35 makes Tyler Hero look really good. After that, though, Hakez, you know, can you add Hakez into that list with Martin, Highsmith, Jovic? Hakez currently pulling no ownership, 4%. I don't think he looks all that different than someone like Nikola Jovic right now, but probably going to be limited in a minutes perspective. They just have a lot of like-type dudes. I don't think you can get to Duncan Robinson because he's 5,500. I just don't think there's going to be enough minutes there, and I would expect Philly to really pick on him when they can start running some two-man actions. I don't think DeLon Wright is viable. I don't think Kevin Love is viable. Bam Adebayo, 1. Caleb Martin, Haywood Highsmith, Nikola Jovic, 2, 3, 4, in whatever order you like the most. And then Tyler Hero is sort of my wild card. Andrew, I'm really curious where you're going with that one. If playoffs is defense, minutes, and veterans, what are we getting out of Kevin Love there? The veterans part, I guess? Because he's one of the worst defensive players you can find. And I have his minutes at whatever Bam Adebayo doesn't play. Yeah, I don't, for minutes, Ron, I don't know. Like, it's probably going to be a little bit of hot hand, but Jovic, Jaquez, Highsmith, Martin, like those minutes can wiggle around today, where I don't think it would be nuts if Jaquez played 28 minutes if it was going well. I also think he could play 18. I think Duncan Robinson can play like 24 if the shot's falling, but I have him in for way less. They might cut DeLon Wright right out of the rotation today and then really bump up those wings of Highsmith and Jaquez and Jovic, but Miami's got a lot of wiggle room on the margins, and that's the scariest part that I look at. Now, if we want to look at the stochastic sims, we can get an idea of where we're overlapping. And that's where those are the most important parts, I think. So if we look at Miami, we have 43% exposure coming into Caleb Martin. Like I said, I don't disagree with it. I just think he's a little overowned right now. We have 23% to Jovic, 23% to Bam. Now, I'm obviously a bigger believer in Bam, but I do think it's interesting that we're over the field already in the stochastic sim. The Jovic one, I have no disagreement with. 19% to Hero, I have no disagreement with. 14% to Haywood Highsmith, no disagreement there. But take a look at that exposure on Jimmy Butler. 1.3% to Butler in the stochastic sims, 2% to Butler in my sim. I am not going to be advocating for Jimmy Butler, and I don't think that that's going to be a popular take today. But Jimmy Butler will not be a guy that is in a lot of my lineups. That will suck if it goes well. Now, one thing I do want to touch on, if you see this screen right here, this is the exposure screen in the simulator tool on stochastic.com. You can get it for 50% off. If you use the promo code playoffs, there's a link in the description of the video, or you could just use that promo code when you sign up. Get 50% off your first payment of our NBA Sims Max package. This exists for all of the slates, including Showdown. So don't sleep on that. NBA Showdown is here. That's sort of like the most fun part of the playoffs. Highly, highly, highly recommend, guys, that you check this stuff out. 50% off is a hell of a deal. This deal is not going to last very long, so you want to take advantage now. Take advantage of this slate. Take advantage of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the real playoffs coming. All of those individual showdown slates. Come and join us, guys. Use that promo code, stochastic.com, promo code playoffs, 50% off. I somehow lost the stochastic sims. Top 150 exposures. There we go. We're back. We back. All right, let's talk about the Philadelphia 76ers side of this one. Yeah, Antoine, that's what it is. I get up every day just to send out a smoke screen. That's you got me. You figured it out. I don't appreciate you blowing up my secret on this show. I've been working very hard over the past 6 years doing this every day to really pull the wool over everybody's eyes. And you just fly in here right now, letting everybody know what I'm trying to do. It's a shame. Just trying to make a living, man. You don't have to tell people that I'm robbing them. All right, Sixers. So technically speaking, Joel Embiid is questionable for today. De'Anthony Melton is out, which sucks. But otherwise, everybody should be available for Philly that matters. So that's where we stand now. We have 55% ownership coming into Tobias Harris. And then everybody else is basically 10 to 20. Maxey, Oubre, Lowry, Batum, Embiid, and then you get a little bit of Buddy Hield. I love Tobias Harris. I don't know how you get away from him today. Arguably my favorite play. It just seems like the most obvious dude to get to. 6,200. He's been at 1.07 fantasy points per minute over the past month. I don't have him projected there. I have him at 0.94. This is a great Miami defense. It's a horrible matchup for Pace, but I have 70% of Tobias Harris. I don't see how you get away from it. The price, the position, everything is perfect here. Andrew, Patty Mills won't play a single second. I think you need to start looking at the slate. Like, whatever you're thinking, just do the opposite right now. You're trying to play dudes that aren't even on the team or dudes that aren't even going to play. You're going the wrong direction. So, Tobias Harris, no doubt about it, gotta get to him. Unequivocal, amazing play. 50% optimal, 54% owned. You can't get anything better than Tobias Harris today. He will look amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, the rest of these guys, I'm fascinated by. I think Philadelphia is the best team to get to change up your ownership. Right now, Philly is 130% owned. That's the least owned of any team on this slate. I have over 200% right now. I think this is the way that you get different, is getting to the Philadelphia 76ers. And I don't really care who I get to. You guys can see it on the screen right now. I am over on Embiid, Oubre, Lowry, Batum, Harris, and Maxey. All of them. Now, the big stand is Tobias Harris, but I'm more than 2Xing the field on Kelly Oubre. 6K, guard forward eligibility, fantastically flexible here for dropping these dudes wherever you want in the lineup. And again, I don't have him projected well, and that's why I like Philly so much. 1.07 fantasy points per minute over the past month for Kelly Oubre. I have him at 0.9 in this game. That's 0.17 away from where he was. And I still think he looks amazing at 16% owned. I'm 2Xing Batum. These are the games that you want to play Nick Batum more minutes. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see 28% be even higher. Or sorry, 28 minutes be even higher. They love having him out there when it matters. And he is an incredible linchpin for Joel Embiid. Entry passes, exceptional. I know that's a weird thing to talk about, but Batum really helps to make this team work. He's a fantastic connector. So I'm over on Batum. I'm a little bit over on Kyle Lowry. Do I think he's playing a ton? No. Do I think he projects well? No. 0.64 is where I have him in this game. Still a little bit over the field. I'm over on Maxey at 8,500. Really like this spot. Don't think they're going to slow him down all that well. Really curious to see how Maxey looks in transition. So I'm getting there. And then the big one. We're going to have enough value to pay up for Joel Embiid. I went 36 minutes. He's 11,100. Bam Adebayo, not really the matchup I'm worried about for Embiid. Bam, amazing defender. First team all defense type guy. More of a switch defender, guard on the perimeter type dude than a handle Joel Embiid type dude. Obviously, you know, Bam's still good. It's not a great spot for Embiid, but I'm very happy to pay up for Joel Embiid. He's 10% owned. I got him in 24%. I'm getting to Philly. This is my GPP team today. This is my GPP team. And you can see it. Positive leverage across the board. Look at Batum. 26 optimal, 12 ownership. Buddy Hield, 16% optimal, 5 ownership. Embiid, 20 optimal, 10 ownership. The only guy that's negatively leveraged is Kelly Oubre. I don't mind getting to Oubre given his positionality and his price. I just want to get to Philly. Now, I have a little bit of Buddy Hield. I don't think the minutes are going to be heavy. They certainly could be. I would not be surprised at all to see them cut campaign fully from the rotation and consolidate more of those minutes to Buddy Hield, maybe to Oubre, to Batum, even to Lowry. They have some playing time to go around, so Buddy Hield could be at least a little sneaky, and it's not like I have him projected all that well either. I love Philly. Love Philly. Stochastic Sims aren't all that different. 62% exposure coming into Tobias Harris. That's great, guys. Great. No doubt about it, you're putting him on the short list. Tobias Harris is a guy that you have to have your eye on. Have to. 28% exposure to Joel Embiid. That's even more than what I got. Happy to get there. I think he's a priority. Nick Batum, 27% exposure. It's basically the exact same amount that I have, more than 2x the field. Love it. 20% to Maxey. It's right with the field. I completely love it. Kyle Lowry only in 7%. I could take or leave that one. 3% to Buddy Hield. Little surprised to see that given our positive leverage in the boom bust tool. But he looks like a really nice GPP play. We just don't have any idea of how much he's truly going to play. But if they cut Campaign from the rotation, and let's be clear, they should. Campaign has no business playing real playoff minutes. If they do cut that, that's an extra 10 minutes going around to somebody. And it makes Philly look even better than what I think they look like right now. All right, schedule for the rest of the day. Coming up at noon, MLB Live Before Lock. We have a massive early slate. I think there's 10 games maybe or 11 games that lock at 1 o'clock. So you don't want to miss that. Eric and I will be back tonight at 6 p.m. for NBA Live Before Lock. And that will lead us into 7 p.m. playback.tv/stochastic. Myself and Greg watching the first hour of Miami Philly, talking about any news that pops up, maybe some bets, just sweating the game. We talked a lot of UFC 300 last night, probably diving into basketball a little bit more here, but we got a great game to start it off for Miami and Philly. You don't want to miss it, so make sure you're joining us on Playback. But don't forget about all the other content we have, VODs and shorts across the Stochastic and Odd Shopper channel. You can find all of that on YouTube. Don't be afraid to search for it. You found this, so watch everything. All right, now we get to the game that has the most ownership, and this is where I think you can deviate in a pretty aggressive manner. Atlanta Hawks, 3-point dogs in Chicago, 222 total. Now, Atlanta is without Sadiq Bey, Jalen Johnson, Onyeka Okongwu. It's three guys out of a playoff rotation that just aren't here, and it's causing us to get a lot of ownership. Bogdan Bogdanovic is 40% owned. Clint Capella is 40% owned. That's a talking point. DeAndre Hunter is 30. DeJounte Murray is 15. Bruno Fernando is 10. Trey Young is 10. And Garrison Matthews is 58. So I think we should start there. Garrison Matthews is the value play du jour right now. 3,100, shooting guard, small forward. I went 19 minutes. We went 21 minutes. He's terrible on a per minute basis. I got him at 0.6 fantasy points per minute, but he might just be the guy that you need to make lineups work. We have him 44% optimal, 58% owned. It's kind of gross, but I understand why it's happening. And it won't take a lot for Garrison Matthews to pay it off. But like for him, it's a lot. So I don't have any disagreements with the Garrison Matthews ownership in that I understand why he's the value. It's just gross. The guys that I really want from Atlanta are $6,400 shooting guard, small forward, Bogdan Bogdanovic. I love the flexibility. I think he projects really well. I bet is over in my prize picks video. 68% exposure for me. That's basically 2x the field. And I don't think that I'm aggressive in his projection. 0.94 in my baseline model. 0.94 over the past 30 days, I have him at 0.95 in this game. That seems to be Bogdanovic. I went 37 minutes. We got to remember, no Vit Krejci in this game. They're already missing three other dudes. They're not just going to play all of their 12th and 13th dudes more minutes. They're just going to jam their best guys. So while I have Bogdanovic in for 37 minutes, I wouldn't be surprised if he got to 40. They want to win. Similar story for DeAndre Hunter. I have 68%. He's 30% owned. 0.84 in my baseline model. 0.83 over the last 30 days. 0.85 in this game. I want to get to DeAndre Hunter. I wish he had more than power forward only, but he's still in 2x of my lineups. I love Bogdanovic and Hunter today. I think they're both underrepresented. Now, Bogdanovic, we have 39% optimal, 39% owned. Hunter, 31% optimal, 31% owned. These are guys that you need to be getting to. Fantastic plays today, especially against a Chicago team that's not all that great defensively. Do they play slow? Yeah. But are they any good defensively? No. And it's only going to get worse in the playoffs. I'm over on DeJounte Murray. He's going to play 40 minutes, if not more. 8,800. It's not great that Trey's back, but he's only 17% owned. And it's not like I'm juicing his projections. 1.34 over the past month is a lot of no Trey. I got him at 1.17. That's a giant cut. Trey is the guy that probably everybody wants to talk about. He's 9,200. He's point guard only. He's 11% owned. I didn't get a single share of Trey Young. I got him at 1.25 fantasy points per minute. Somewhere in that 1.25 to 1.3 range makes sense. It feels like he's not going to be able to get to 40 minutes, although maybe he can. We don't really know. Stochastic Sim has him 23% optimal, 11% owned. But the big difference here, we gave him 39 minutes. I went 36. Those 3 minutes are massive. That's the difference between getting him and not getting him. So figuring out where you feel Trae Young's playing time is going to be the biggest factor here for Atlanta. Now, the thing that I want to talk to most is Clint Capella. He's 40% owned. He's 6,800, obviously center only. Meanwhile, Bruno Fernando is 12% owned. Those guys are going to split the 48 minutes for sure. They don't have other options. I went 29-19. Stochastic went 30-18. We have him a little over-owned, and we have Bruno Fernando neutral. That over-owned Clint Capella is only showing up in 8% of my lineups. I think he's the easiest guy to get away from. I already am way over on Bam. I'd rather have Bam. I'm over the field on Joel Embiid. We still have to talk about Nikola Vucevic. And I'm over on Bruno Fernando. All it takes is Clint Capella foul trouble, and this is 26-22 or 25-23. So I'm more interested in getting to Fernando over Capella if Capella is going to be 40% owned. I like the other center plays more than I like Capella being in 40% of all of the lineups on today's slate. So Clint Capella is going to be one of my biggest fades, but Bogdanovich, Hunter, both major priorities for me. Now, Stochastic Sims. I think this is going to be a spot that looks a little bit different. 59% exposure to Garrison Matthews. I get it. It looks terrible, but being shooting guard and small forward and just $100 over the minimum, it becomes unavoidable, and you really just don't need a massive performance out of him. You get to 20 fantasy points out of Garrison Matthews, and you are printing money by using him. You probably don't even need that. But I'm going to be getting there. I have no disagreements with the exposure. 41% to Bogdan Bogdanovich. Now, that's with the field, but that's the second most of anybody we got from Atlanta. I obviously am in complete agreement. Now, our Sims got to 29% Capella, 5% Bruno Fernando. I like the opposite of that. I prefer Fernando to Capella. It also allows me to save a little bit of additional salary at center to go to something else if I need to. 26% to Hunter looks fine. To me, light, but I get it. I think the bigger talking point here is that the Stochastic Sim got 23% of Trae Young. That's what you get if you project him to play the minutes you would normally expect in a win-or-go-home scenario. I just don't know if he has that in him. Given what his injury was, I figure he's probably okay to do it. I just don't know if we could project it, but he's the most interesting dude to keep an eye on. We had limited ownership to Murray. Somehow we got to 3% of Muhammad Gay. That won't exist later today. That dude, I don't anticipate playing. Maybe I'm wrong, but I would ignore that one. I think the priorities that you want to get to from Atlanta are Garrison Matthews, Bogdan Bogdanovich, and DeAndre Hunter. If you like Trae Young today, I think he's a really nice GPP play. If I give him another minute, I think it would change where I am. That'll be the thing I pay attention to most heading into Live Before Lock later tonight. All right, one more thing that I got to touch on. It's Sleeper. You guys see the banner at the top of the screen. They are the sponsor here. You can get up to $500 on your first deposit. I talk about this all the time, and today is going to be no different. No matter what we're doing here, DFS, sports betting, pick'em sites, we are trying to make more money. I think that's what everybody here is trying to do. I want to acquire money. By taking advantage of the deposit bonus at Sleeper, you're acquiring money in the easiest way possible, way easier than DFS, sports betting, or pick'em sites. Up to $500 they will match. Put in $500, get another $500. You could use Odd Shopper if you're looking for additional plays at Sleeper, but play through that bonus. If you find out you don't like it, that's fine. Then you can be somewhere else. But you're starting yourself off with a bigger bankroll and more money just by taking advantage here. It's the easiest thing you could do across every single site. Take advantage of deposit bonuses. You can get up to $500 by clicking the link in the description and signing up. So thank you to Sleeper. It's a hell of a deal. Stephen Leibowitz, that's a good point. How much is Clint Capela avoiding fouls at this point? Pull him up on dunks and threes. Yeah, 66th percentile in foul rate. For most of his career, he's been in the 80s. Even if you want to call it, you know, mid, you want to call it 70s, it's not usually a fouls guy. So the only other thing that I would want to see is, does the matchup make it more likely? So we're looking right now at free throw rate. Chicago Bulls, 17th in free throw rate. So dead middle of the pack. Yeah, it's probably a pretty good spot for Clint Capela to stay out of foul trouble. All right, let's finish it off with Chicago. Lots to talk about here. This is the concentration of ownership. I don't think anybody's going to be surprised. 77% ownership to Alex Caruso, 65 to Vooch, 60 to DeRozan, 60 to Kobe White, 20 to Dosunmu, 20 to Javonte Green. I understand why it's happening. This is the team that is most likely to concentrate their lineups in their playing time in a big way. I have Kobe White in for 40, DeMar in for 40, Caruso for 36, Dosunmu for 36. Keep in mind, Ayo Dosunmu is questionable for today. I have 39 for Vooch. This is the team that is really locking it down. So let's talk about the guys that I like here. While Vooch is 65% owned, I still got to 40. I think he looks amazing at 7,800. If I'm going to get 40% owned Capela, I'd rather have more of Vooch. DeMar DeRozan, here's my big talking point. Projected 60% ownership, I've got 16. I am not a DeMar DeRozan guy normally. I'm still not a DeMar DeRozan guy. Now, I went 29% usage. This is the piece that I want to show the most here. That does not jive with the dudes that he's played with right now. If you look up DeMar DeRozan's usage rate while playing alongside of this crop of guys that are available here for Chicago, I'm pulling it up right now so you guys can see it. Oh, I guess I'm not. Either way, it's like 25.5%. But we saw a change in DeMar DeRozan recently, and I want to point it out. Look what happened here. The beginning of March. We're plotting his usage rate on the screen right now. Look at this gigantic increase over the past 6 weeks to DeMar DeRozan's usage rate. So I tried to take that into account. I bumped his usage to 29%. I'm still miles below the field. He's been at 1.17 fantasy points per minute over the past... Did I just mute myself? Let me know if I muted myself. You guys will be able to tell me pretty quickly. I feel like I did. Maybe I didn't. I think we're good. Either way. I bumped DeRozan. I have his game projection, 1.18 fantasy points per minute. It's 1/100th of a point more than what he's been over the last 30 days. So I think I gave him the bump. I can't get to him if he's 60% owned. That's too much to me. I think there are way too many other spots that you can go to provide yourself a little bit of differentiation. So I'm anti-DeRozan, and I gave him 40 minutes, and I gave him the usage bump. We have him 39% optimal, 59% owned. Massive negative leverage. Meanwhile, Kobe White, a lot less negative leverage. That's getting me to 46%. I'm still under the field of 60, but I'm getting Kobe White. I'm getting a lot of Dosunmu if he's able to play. 19% owned, 36% for me. We have him with some positive leverage. That's something I want to take advantage of. Caruso at 77%. That's too much ownership for Caruso. You can see it here. 66% optimal, 77% owned. Is he one of the best plays today? Yeah. Am I still getting him? Yeah. Is he over-owned? Yeah, he is. Now, we have Javonte Green in for 29 minutes and 53% optimal. I have him in for 20 minutes. If Dosunmu is in, I don't think we get that sort of massive minutes out of Javonte Green. Something will happen here. Either we're going to be bringing down Javonte Green's minutes projection, or his ownership is going to come up massively. I expect him to reduce the minutes unless Dosunmu ends up out. But I still get to Javonte Green in 20 minutes at 5K, but not in the overwhelming way that the stochastic sims are showing right now and are going to show when we pull them up on the screen. So I want a lot of Kobe White. I want a lot of Vooch. I want Dosunmu and Caruso. I'm going to be very light on DeMar DeRozan. That's where I'm going to stand. Now, stochastic sim is going to paint Chicago in a very different light because of Javonte Green. And it's just not correct right now. 91% exposure to Javonte Green. Ignore it. Throw it out. It's not useful information right now. He's either going to be twice as owned or half as optimal. One of those two things is going to happen. Caruso, 80% exposure. Do I like getting up to the field at that point? I don't. Do I think that it's reasonable? I do. Because he's going to play big minutes and the position certainly works. 65% exposure to Vooch. Is it a little higher than I want? Yeah. Is he one of the best plays today? Also, yes. Remember, he's in 40% of my stuff. Kobe White, 44% exposure. It's right where I'm at. Is it less than the 60 we have? Yeah. Do we still like him? Yeah. DeRozan being in 29%, I think, is very telling. It's a little bit more than me, but that's still half the field. So we're very clearly seeing a situation where we're fading DeMar DeRozan coming out of the stochastic sims. And then you get to Dosunmu at 18. He's just a bit of a wild card right now, but I'm a bigger believer in Dosunmu than we are. I think he's the way you get a little different on Chicago, not Javonte Green. But Chicago will look different as we get further down the line. All righty. Fun slate, man. Fun slate. Let's look at the number one lineup on Stochastic. Now, the caveat here is that it's absolutely going to include Javonte Green, even though there's a reasonable chance that it shouldn't. But the number one lineup coming out of the Stochastic sim: Kobe White, Alex Caruso, Javonte Green, Nick Batum, Joel Embiid, Garrison Matthews, DeAndre Hunter, Nikola Vucevic. That is a healthy amount of the Bulls. I think that lineup will look different later on. But for right now, that is where we stand. Antoine, I'll play you for any amount of money that you choose. How's that? Since I'm leading you astray, show me the goods, man. Send location. All right, let's check out FanDuel. Let's generate a contest. And then we're going to get on out of here. Let's generate that pool first. June Sosa, no, not from me. But we have PGA content on our Stochastic, or on the Stochastic YouTube channel. Yeah, Cody Martin scares the hell out of me, Coach Chris. All right, FanDuel Sims running now. Let's get an idea. Oh, he plays on Yahoo? I probably still have like $5 on Yahoo. I can. That's probably like one head-to-head or two head-to-heads against Antoine, if I had to guess. Yeah, there's... Steven, you're killing it there. There's nothing better than someone that shows up being a dork like Antoine and then stays the entire time.
Oh, this guy's probably just leading you guys astray. That's what he's doing. I'm going to hang out, though, for 45 minutes. Because, obviously, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Right? I think I got that right. Antoine, did I nail your voice? I tried to make it sound as, like, lackluster as possible. Alrighty, number one lineup coming out of the FanDuel sim to start the day. DeJounte Murray, Alex Caruso, Tyler Hero, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Caleb Martin, Nick Batum, Javonte Green, Nikola Vucevic, Nikola Jovic, Joel Embiid. Let's grab the top 150 and let's see where we stand. By the way, need that 247. Bogdanovic over Harris? Or Bogdanovic greater than Harris? Play them both. I love them both. I'm over on all of them. Number one play on FanDuel right now is Alex Caruso. We did give him a bit of a bonus for looking like Alex Baker. Javonte Green and DeAndre Hunter, both in the 70s. And then in the 50s, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Nikola Jovic, DeJounte Murray, Kobe White, Ayo Dosunmu, Nick Batum. Antoine, you're not at an airport bar because you're on a delay. You're probably the janitor. Don't try to twist this into something it's not. Just because you're mopping up someone's spilled drink doesn't mean you're at the airport bar. That's not what's happening here. Put down your sawdust, scoop that shit up, and then you'll be fine. I'm sure there's like a dog that's pissed somewhere or potentially a child threw up. You should be able to handle most of that. Guys, do you have any other questions before we duck on out of here? Remember, MLB live before lock at noon today. Massive early slate. Anything else we want to do? Antoine has got a couple more hours before he has to make his Spirit standby flight. I'm not seeing any questions, which means we're probably going to dip on out of here, folks. Remember, promo code is playoffs. 50% off a week of NBA Sims Max. Sign up at Sleeper. Also, awesome. Comment God. No, don't play Dalen Terry. Full stop, unplayable. That could change if Dosunmu is out. But if Dosunmu is in, there's no chance that you're playing Dalen Terry. King Z, go back to the Atlanta section and listen to it. Oh, shit. Antoine sending in the $20 super chat. His family is not going to eat this week. That's a lot of scrap aluminum that you're going to have to sell, man. This guy's going to steal a radiator and a shopping cart sometime later this week to try to make up for it. Appreciate the super chat. I think it's a horrible idea. You seem like that $19.99 is going to need to be in your pocket a lot more. Just think, man, that's probably like four separate OnlyFans subscriptions that you could have gotten. Could have saved that $19.99. They could have allowed you to bring in that trash bag with your clothes in it for your flight instead of having to just hope you find more clothes whenever you get there. Anyway, I'm going to get on out of here, folks. Thank you for being here. This was fun. No NBA tomorrow, guys. But I will see you guys on Friday morning. NBA strategy show in the books. God, it's good to have basketball to talk about. Real basketball. Peace.